Well, this morning, senior Obama administration officials were in Florida to discuss the historic advances made in Everglades restoration and announce additional investments as a part of that commitment. Those visiting the state included U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who said they're making an $80 million additional investment.
$60 million of which will be used to purchase permanent wetland easements on roughly 23,000 acres. The balance of that $80 million will be used to work with farmers to continue to complete the design and implementation of wetlands that have been identified in the past. This will add to our efforts. Over the last 3 years, we've invested in nearly 95,000 acres of activity in the wetland area. Our total contribution in the Wetland Reserve Program is around $373 million.
The release of the report and funding announcement by Vilsack took place in Kissimmee.
There is a substantial amount of ranching that takes place in this state. The Everglades are important to that. They're important to specialty crop producers. They're important to any producer that requires water.
Vilsack added that President Obama has made restoring the iconic Everglades a national priority, as restoring these wetlands demonstrates a strong commitment to partnerships with ranchers and farmers to improve water quality and habitat protection while supporting Florida's strong agricultural economy and ranching heritage. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.